The purpose of Wealth Talk is to educate, inform, and hopefully entertain you on the subject of building your wealth. Wealth Builders recommends you should always take independent financial, tax, or legal advice before making any decisions around your finances.
Welcome to episode 76 of Wealth Talk. My name's Christian Rodwell, the Membership Director for Wealth Builders, and I'm joined today by our founder, Mr. Kevin Whelan. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Chris. Good to be with you again.
Good to see you, Kevin. And before we kick off today, I would like to shout out a couple of our clients and members who have left us some really, really wonderful reviews in the last week or so on Trustpilot. So first up, actually, Kevin, Hugh Whelan.
No, listen, no relation. I don't get my cousins and my brothers and my friends to post reviews.
No.
Hugh is no relation. We share a name. Come on.
True. Yeah. Well, Hugh very kindly said that obviously Wealth Builders' passion and knowledge for SaaS and the preservation and growth of personal wealth is there for all to see. And he especially likes the educational videos, which he said are the brainchild of Paul Brooks, which they certainly are. So
yeah,
hat off to Paul.
Paul's done a great job on the SaaS education, but obviously, you know, SaaS is often spoken about in Wealth Builders, but it's a tool in the toolbox of building your wealth, isn't it?
Well, it is. And of course, you know, we're focused on the holistic approach to building wealth. And that, of course, is around the seven pillars of wealth, which we've talked about many times before. And it's at the heart of everything we do. And so really is kind of, I guess, right at the beginning, Kevin, that's, as we said, the set of your sail and the mindset and just really focusing on, you know, what is best for you. And that often is somewhere, you know, where people struggle is actually identifying what they should be focusing their time on to get the best results.
Yeah, that's true. But I think you said there were a couple of reviews, didn't you?
Well, we do have one from Paul Wareham as well. So Paul very kindly said that he's been, you know, known yourself since 2017, Kevin, and you've been helping him with his family's journey into SaaS and property investment. And he said Wealth Builders approach everything, you know, with thought, care, and safe and satisfactory outcomes and the integrity you would expect from such a well-connected and trusted individual such as yourself.
Oh, blushing. No, it's nice. Paul is such a super smart guy as well. So, you know, one of the things I just like about this is the humility of people at the top of their tree. You know, Paul is a great guy, very smart, very well respected in his own profession, and genuinely right up there. You know, he's known in his industry, and he's humble enough to say he's learning from, you know, people like us. And I take the compliment personally because I'm working with him personally, but the same effort goes in, Chris, doesn't it, through all of our efforts, you and, as I said earlier on, Paul and the coaching team here at Wealth Builders. So, you know, we're always thrilled when somebody's willing to put a bit of time in to say a review. And just as we like people to say, you know, liking the podcast, go and let somebody else know about it so they can get some of these free insights for themselves. Anyway, what's our subject today, Chris?
Well, we have been talking for over the last few weeks about opening up for our next intake of members. So we wanted to spend some time today just to really, I guess, you know, pull back the covers on what actually goes on inside membership. So for anyone who's interested, just to learn a little bit more, we could just really talk about, you know, the big picture and helping, obviously, people, whether they be in the working world or business owners, move from that place of financial insecurity, relying on one source of income, and the steps that we walk them through to get to financial independence.
Well, you know, at this time, Chris, I was really reminded, which puts the whole thing into context for me. I don't know if you're familiar with the work of Sir Ken Robinson, Chris. Is it somebody's name you've come across before?
From his TED Talks.
What a fella. You know, his talk on creativity, Google this one, right? If you've not watched this, it's probably one of the top 10 TED Talks in the world. You know, he just talks about the schools and the school system, which is all really set up to kind of work against the creativity that's naturally and innate in children. And I think the school system is naturally set up against wealth. I think the whole process is geared towards encouraging people, you know, towards jobs and not towards being creative. And I think we get that same evidence, don't we, when we ask people what holds them back from wealth. One of the biggest answers we get is, don't know where to start. I need some creative help. I don't know what the process is. I think I need more education. And it's just not taught anywhere. And sadly, I learned Chris, it dropped off my radar because I think he's such a great guy. But sadly, just a month or so ago, I learned he passed away, lost a battle with cancer. And I was very saddened by that. And immediately sort of prompted me to go and see, is there any other talks that he did that, you know, maybe perhaps I'd missed because I was so enamored with his talk about creativity and how schools are quashing that. And he had another one, Chris. I would again, it's a bit longer, but it delivered in the same fantastic style that he has, very relaxed and dry British style, called, I think it's all to do with, remind me, Chris, the it was all about discovering your own element or finding your element. And he kind of uses that language almost as if the element being in perfect harmony with self, that sort of crossover between aptitude, what you're really great at, which he argues so few people really discover, because it's like a natural resource, you know, this element, and people don't discover it for themselves. And I think somebody else coined it, I think it was Daniel Priestley, who said, we're all standing on a mountain of value, but because we're standing on top of it, we don't see it. And we find that too, don't we, in the wealth side, that people just don't often see the real incredible value that they have in themselves and can spend very many years, if not a whole lifetime, kind of doing things they don't like, not feeling fulfilled. They're in a job or in a business and they're just kind of marking time and not really that passion doesn't come out. And I think in that talk, when I watched it again over the weekend, he said, you know, when you're in this period of the element, or we call flow, when you're in that period of flow, 5 minutes, you know, it, like an hour feels like 5 minutes. It just goes by so quick. But when you hate what you do, it's the other way around, isn't it? You know, an hour just drags by, and that's part of the challenge. And then, so the mix of aptitude, which is what you're really great at, and part of the challenge is most people don't discover it because I suppose they don't get that lesson. I think he says one lesson can change the course of a child or your career, and it all comes down to, was there a teacher in your life, or is there a teacher now who could be in your life who would help you discover that one lesson that could change who you are? And I was thinking about that, Chris. I was recently interviewed on a podcast. Amy Rowlandson interviewed me, and sometimes somebody else gets the best out of you, you know? And she was interviewing me, and she said, there must have been something, Kevin, that lit your fire. And I kind of remembered, and I don't know why it was buried very deep for me, that I remember an economics teacher at school. I think I was about 14, maybe 15, doing what used to be called O-levels. They're all GCSEs and stuff now. But I remember that. And he kind of fired me up about just the subject of economics, and I loved it. And went on to do that at A-level and went on to do a degree in economics. And kind of, although I didn't have any mentors guiding me post-school, I think really I can thank very much the guy who fired me up. A guy was called Philip Selby, actually, or Phil, as we called him. Phil Selby wrote a book way back then. And I think now we want to be that lesson for other people, don't we? We want to be that source of creativity to let people know it's possible, you know, to build wealth. You can get a passion for it. It's not passion for money. It's a passion for freedom and all of its sorts. And we cover that a lot, don't we, Chris, in the program about, you know, the sources of freedom. You can get freedom of time, freedom of money, location, aptitude, or which really comes down to sort of, you know, your own creativity, the way you can be yourself, and freedom of purpose, and all of those things kind of all mixed up and mashed up, you know, turn out to be what you want to do for your wealth. And I think we definitely focus on helping people find their flow, so it gives them the most natural path to create their own journey to wealth. And I think, you know, his passing just made me be redoubling my efforts, and hopefully your efforts too, Chris, to be that great creative teacher for others, to help them find their flow when they're maybe feeling stuck somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And we talk about only ever being one relationship, opportunity, or idea away from a complete transformation in your wealth. And maybe, as you say, that one relationship at school was that path, that setting of the sail, which led you to where you are today. Mm. So absolutely, yeah.
So I'd encourage anybody, you know, Google Sir Ken Robinson, watch the TED Talk on the creativity of kids. I think that's usually TED Talks about 15 minutes. And then watch the one that he talks about finding your element. See what you think. Let us know what you think. And I just loved his style. Made me laugh. Almost makes you cry as well, because, you know, he got polio as a young boy, which was devastating. The only one in a very large family who got it. And, you know, he talks a little bit about that. But, you know, emotion comes out when people talk about their story. And I think, you know, I kind of do the same, don't I, with my dad, who died tragically early. And not that the tragedy was the thing, but it definitely stimulated me. So maybe a combination of a bit of inspiration when I was young and a bit of tragedy when I was a little bit older were the combination of things that propelled me forward. And it would be good to, I suppose, to share people the insights, Chris, on how we help people in the program, for those who are curious to know a little bit more. Because you can follow some of the lessons, whether you're in the program or not. I mean, we share it anyway, don't we? Because we want that education out there. It's just the practical support and the practical connections and the practical applications of what you can do is much more relevant here in the UK, because we can directly teach people what to do, how to do it, and to get them to where they want to get to, which is almost always significantly further on in their journey than they are now.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're obviously spending a few minutes now talking about these things, such as having a strong catalyst and knowing yourself and focusing on the things that you're good at in order to get into flow. And often people just want to get straight into the strategy, to the asset building. But as we've shown in the program, and as our members have gone through and seen how important it is to get these steps in place at the beginning. So understanding yourself, doing the wealth dynamics test, and then really getting clear on how big the gap is from where you are now in terms of current asset income and where you want to get to for that security figure and then the independence figure. This is all the stuff that needs to be put in place. And by doing that, you build your confidence. And by having the right guide, it gives you that peace of mind that you're not going to make those costly mistakes. And we know that fear holds a lot of people back, Kevin, and not having a plan, because no one's ever shown us a plan, a wealth plan. So as you said earlier, people, you know, perhaps, you know, don't find this until a long way through their life. So we're trying to, you know, make this more accessible. And we've got many of our members that have been on the podcast in the past that have shown that when you actually take action, when you focus and you're committed, that you really can see some good progress. And we'll be inviting some more members back next week, I think, Kevin, to give us an update as well.
Yeah, sure. And I think what would be interesting, Chris, is if, you know, one of the final pieces I'll mention about Ken Robinson, which was he talks about life in terms of finding your element, is a journey. And it's a journey, but it's not a known journey. You know, so he was born and brought up in Liverpool in England, but now lives in LA. And he said, you know, if you're traveling from Liverpool to LA, you know the journey now. You know, historically, it was a very unknown journey, but now it's a well-trodden journey. You could easily find your way from Liverpool to LA. But for us, we discover, Chris, the journey to wealth is unknown. It's kind of, for most people, it's uncharted, isn't it? They don't see it. There isn't a sat-nav system. There isn't a roadmap to follow. There isn't something they can do. So one of the things I like to say that, you know, yes, we've created one, but you should expect that the journey to wealth is a journey of discovery. And Ken Robinson calls it a quest, you know, like days of old, when at the other end of the quest, which was never a journey you knew, there was a big prize. And often, you know, the prize in heraldry in medieval times was a knighthood, Chris. I'm just wondering.
Is it coming?
I don't know. For services to wealth, I don't know. One day, if I get enough reviews, maybe one day. But that, you know, that quest, though, joking apart, is that journey of discovery. And I think what we've identified is there are kind of three transformations that go on in simple terms without revealing all the aspects of our step-by-step plan. And the first transformation is the journey of self-discovery, isn't it? It's getting rid of those fears, identifying who you are and finding your element or your flow. And I think that's the first thing. The second is a journey of knowledge, you know, getting the right information from a trusted place that isn't trying to shoehorn you into some idea, isn't trying to push a bump and an upsell and a course of this and a course of that. So you're getting education from a trusted place and guidance from a place you genuinely feel safe. And then the application of the knowledge is the third part of the journey. When you've learned what you need to learn and you've taken your time over it, you haven't tried to rush it, you know, you followed a process and then you put the application in, which is really turning the wheel of wealth, isn't it? Which we've talked about many times on the podcast and in places where, you know, you get that right education, you get the right support, you make the right connections from other people who've been there and done that, and the community is full of those people. You then do the DD or the due diligence to mitigate your risk and make sure that you haven't missed anything. And then finally, and only then, finally, do you complete the circle on the wheel of wealth. And that circle, once completed, full turn of 360, gets you to an output. And that output is either creating a flow of cash, which you then bank and then starts to build towards your security level, or it's a flow of capital, which can free debt or can pay for some education, you know, that helps you propel yourself even further forward. So it's kind of that constant turning of those three things, or moving through those three levels of self-discovery, discovery of knowledge, and then discovery of what happens when you apply the knowledge in the way that we know works. And in essence, that's kind of it, isn't it, really? And then once you've reviewed how you've got on and made sure that you've got the right outcome, you're still in flow, you're not out of flow, because sometimes until you do something, you don't know whether you enjoy it. And then you can either go again or you discover a new pathway when you just go back and start learning some new things to find an even better, safer, more enjoyable way to build your wealth. So, you know, it's really, for us, it's quite ingrained now, isn't it? And our students show that when they apply it, it works for them, as so many get through the journey so quickly, albeit in their own pace. There's no rush or there's no race. But people do so sometimes remarkably quickly, Chris, especially when they've got the leverage of time and the leverage of some finances to back them up. That's when it really works much more quickly.
Yeah, we've seen some real dynamics within the private Facebook group now. And we talk about the drifters and delegators, but, you know, it's true. And we hear it so often that people are drifting, or they've delegated to, you know, an IFA perhaps, or someone else, and just hope that, you know, they would take care of things. But you have to take control. You have to. You're the only one that's going to, you know, really care about your wealth. And we see that when people have a clear plan to follow, then that's where they shift from the drifter to the dynamic. And we see it all the time.
Yeah, it always worries me, the delegation bit. I see it everywhere. I mean, it's the path that most people follow, isn't it? They lead busy lives. And when they drift, it's easy to then delegate to a third party, hope that they know better. Usually they don't, because they've got their own agenda. So it's their wealth that's being created. And you build no wisdom to pass on to the next generation as well, which is really an really important part of the overall journey, isn't it? Not just to learn what to do, but to build enough knowledge to be able to involve your family, pass on knowledge to the children if you have them, or, you know, get to a place where you all become part of the same story. So they become stewards of wealth, and we all become, you know, we start off right now as the pioneers, you know, just discovering the journey, and then we pass that journey on to the next generation, and then they lead the next generation on the same journey. So it is genuinely uplifting when I see people follow the path and then they start to involve their kids in it. You know, I can really tell then that it works and they're not just giving their money to an advisor and then they tell the kids, well, go and talk to the advisor. Yeah, but the advisor's getting older. Yeah, but talk to them anyway. It's just not really a solid path to follow, I've got to say.
Mm. And well, obviously, one of the first things that I do with our new members often within the first 30 days or so is create their wealth map. And wealth map is where we put all of the asset information down and personal information. It's a chance to really get to know one another. And when we touch on the why, it always comes down to that legacy aspect, Kevin. You know, it's to give that security to the family, to pass on the education, and, you know, be able to spend time doing the things we love. And that's what we all want, right? But legacy is almost always the answer that I get back.
And I love your maps, Chris. I know you do them and uniquely you love doing them, the mind maps, which sort of take stock of all your personal assets, your wealth dynamic, your family situation, you know, every source of leverage you've got, the kind of strategies you're thinking about deploying. It's almost like for the first time, you almost begin to see all of your wealth beginning to take shape on one page. And then that map grows, doesn't it, by the interaction of the lessons that you learn, the coaching calls you have, the actions that you take. The map slowly gets bigger and stronger and better and clearer. And as you begin to sort of not just chart your progress, but chart the increase in your wealth as you move from, you know, nothing in recurring income to hundreds, and then from hundreds to thousands, and then to multiples of thousands. And you can see it. And I've even seen people having their kids, you know, coloring in the wealth thermometer, as we call it. You know, you can remember when you used to watch old kids' TV programs when they were raising money before digital ages, you know, they had a big thermometer, which was a target. And we kind of bring that to life, don't we? So it's more tactile. And we see the kids coloring it in red as the parents are moving through. And it starts to immerse the kids in doing the right things and kind of being part of the story rather than being anything else, especially when they even get involved in choosing the names and the logos of the family wealth businesses that we see created as well. So these, I know we're kind of rambling a bit, as we often do in the podcast, Chris, but hopefully people are getting a sense that we love doing this. We love seeing the result. And we like how it interacts with people and how the whole family often get involved, at least not at the beginning, certainly over time.
Well, we did a little flash sale at the end of July and had some new members join us then. But we always said that we would be opening up again in September. So we're opening next Monday, which is the 5th of October, but only for 4 days. So there'll be a short window. So if you're thinking about, you know, building wealth and you'd like to work with us and join the community, then the opportunity is only for a short period next week. And right now, actually, we're in the middle of a masterclass, Kevin. So between now and next Monday, the best thing to do to find out a bit more and hear you really show or talk about all of this, but in video format, Kevin, is to sign up for the masterclass. So anyone who would like to see that can just head to wealthbuilders.co.uk/free-masterclass. So wealthbuilders.co.uk/free-masterclass and sign up for video number one. And video number one is just really looking at all of those things we said there about why it's important and the 7 different freedoms that we know are freedom of location, freedom of control, creativity. So that's video one. And that really sets the scene, I think, before you go into a lot more detail around each of the 7 pillars in video two and in video three, showing how the wheel works and also those different points of leverage, which are absolutely key. That's this week. And then next week, we'll bring in some of our current members to share how they're getting on. And we've got so many great stories. I think it's going to be tough to choose who to bring in, Kevin.
Well, that's great. I mean, the proof in the end is the results of the students, right? It's not got nothing to do with us. You know, the whole essence behind this is we're simply a guide, a humble guide with enough credibility to know that the process that we follow works. It's worked for me, and we know it works for others who put it into action. And you know, it'd be great to hear from our students who can show what's been going on. And we don't handpick them as, you know, just one or two. We know it works. So when we got no shortage of our students who want to tell that story because they're too enthusiastic about it. So,
yeah, no, that's good.
Well, good luck to you, because you're going to have to choose them, aren't you, really?
Yeah, well, you know, I look forward to that. And what I will do, Kevin, as well, I think I'll post the TED Talk inside of the Wealth Builders Facebook group, so the main community. So if anyone listening would like to watch that, then I'll put that in the Wealth Builders group. So wealthbuilders.co.uk/Facebook. And yeah, leave some comments. Let us know, you know, if that, how that, you know, triggers the emotion and thoughts inside of you as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely watch that. Sir Ken Robinson, yeah, definitely. He's just an inspiration, and I'm so sad to hear of his passing.
Okay, so thank you for listening today, and hopefully we just, you know, had a good conversation there about some of the reasons why, you know, it's important to have a plan, it's important to have the right support, and it's important really to know which direction you're facing in so that you make the journey more enjoyable, faster, and without some of those common mistakes that people often make, Kevin.
Yeah, so let's look forward to the masterclass. Let's look forward to seeing what our students have to say, and hopefully engaging with a few more people who decide that they're no longer going to be drifters or DIYers or delegators. They're going to get off their high knees, get off their asses, get off their behinds, whatever language you want to use, and do something about being responsible for creating their own wealth, finding their own creativity, as Sir Ken would say, and find your own element and be in your own element. Good luck to you all. Until next time, Chris. See ya.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget that we are constantly updating our resources inside the Wealth Builders membership site to help you create, build, and protect your wealth. Head over to wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership right now for free access. That's wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership.